Bonjour à toutes et à tous et bienvenue dans un nouvel épisode du podcast Learn to French. Je m'appelle Eden et j'enseigne le français. Hello and welcome to another episode on the Learn to French podcast. If you are new here, my name is Eden and I teach French. In today's episode, I wanted us to talk about grammar and most of all, COD and COI in French. So the concept of direct object and indirect object. Before I start, make sure to click on the link in the description of this episode, that way you can also read the lesson. So what is the COD and what is the COI? You might have stumbled on these terms while learning passé composé, for example, or other aspects of French grammar. But I think it's useless for you to go on if you don't really grasp that concept of direct object and indirect objects in French. So a basic verbal sentence in French, this means a sentence that has a verb, is constructed this way. You have your subject, le sujet, and then your verb, le verbe, and the complement, le complément. And today, we are going to dive in deeper into that complément. We have COD, complément d'objet direct, and COI, complément d'objet indirect. Let's start with the COD. COD stands for complément d'objet direct. This is the direct object of the sentence. It answers to the question, qui? Or quoi, what. It's never introduced by a preposition. This means that the verb is a direct verb. They fall into the category of verbe transitif direct. The verb transits to the object of the sentence, but without the help of any preposition such as à or de. You might have stumbled upon these prepositions after verbs like parler à, parler de also. This COD does not require a preposition. The verb and the object are linked together without the use of a preposition such as à or de. Let me show you some examples. The first sentence here. Le chat mange la souris. Le chat is our subject, mange is our verb, and la souris, quoi, is our COD. We know that the verb manger doesn't require a preposition after it. We say manger quelque chose and not manger à quelque chose. So to find the COD or direct object, you need to ask yourself this question. Le chat mange quoi? What is the cat eating? Le chat mange quoi? La souris. Therefore, our COD, our direct object, is la souris. Let's see another example. Arthur cherche son frère. Arthur is our subject. Cherche is our direct verb. And son frère, answers to the question qui, is the COD. To find the COD here, you need to ask yourself this question. Arthur cherche qui this time? Who is Arthur looking for? Son frère, his brother. Therefore, our COD is son frère. Arthur cherche qui? Son frère. Le chat mange quoi? La souris. So you can also take a look at the list that I am linking in the article. This is a list of verbe transitif direct, so direct verbs that do not require any preposition after them. This is very useful if you are wondering if the verb is direct or indirect. So why do we use the COD? We generally use it to complete the sentence, of course. Also, when the verb is used in compound tenses, such as passé composé, this is a bit more advanced. The place of the COD actually will tell you if the past participle will change or not, if it will agree or not, si il s'accorde. In the following example, here's a case where the COD is placed after the verb in passé composé. Marie a acheté des fleurs. Marie bought flowers. So we have Marie is our subject, a acheté, our verb in passé composé, and des fleurs is our COD. So our past participle here stays unchanged. We have Marie a acheté, and acheté ends with E acute accent, l'accent aigu. Now let's switch that COD before the verb. In the following examples, the past participle will agree with the COD, which is a feminine plural noun, because it is placed before that verb. Okay? Here's the first sentence. Les fleurs que Marie a achetées. The flowers that Marie bought. So now we have our COD, les fleurs, that is positioned before our verb, a acheter. So in this case, we have acheté, the past participle, written E-E-S at the end. So E acute accent, E and S. Why is that? Because les fleurs is feminine and plural. So for feminine plural, you have to add an extra E and then an S to the past participle. Once again, this is important for those who are learning passé composé in French. That COD can also be in the form of a direct object pronoun to avoid repeating les fleurs, for example. Let me give you a sentence. Marie les a achetées. Marie bought them. Les, here, is our COD, in the form of a direct object pronoun replacing les fleurs. This is useful in dialogues or long sentences to avoid repetitions. So our COD can be in the form of a noun or a group of nouns, but it can also be in the form of a direct object pronoun. Where do we place the COD? So generally, the COD is placed after the verb, but as we've seen previously, you can also place it before. Let's now check our COI. Now that we've been through the COD, complément d'objet direct, let's check its brother, the COI. What exactly is a COI? COI, COI, stands for complément d'objet indirect, or indirect object. It also shows the object of the action, just like the COD, but unlike the COD, the COI is introduced by a preposition this time. It answers to the question à qui, so to who or to whom, or à quoi, to what, but also to de qui, of who, of whom, or de quoi, of what. It all depends on the preposition that you are using after the verb. The most common ones are à and de. Here are some examples. The first sentence, Marie parle à sa sœur. We have our subject, Marie, our verb, parle, and then à sa sœur, our COI. To find the COI, you will need to ask yourself, à qui parle Marie? So unlike the COD, you need to ask yourself, qui? Here we're adding the preposition à qui, to who or to whom. In this sentence, à qui parle Marie? Marie parle à sa sœur. So, therefore, our COI is à sa sœur. Another example. Arthur pense à son travail. Arthur is our subject. Pense is our verb. À son travail, so à quoi, is our COI. To find the COI here, you will need to ask yourself, à quoi pense Arthur? À son travail. Therefore, à son travail is our COI. Here's another example. Lucie parle de sa maison. We have our subject, Lucie, our verb, parle, and de sa maison. De quoi? So we have a COI. To find the COI here, you will need to ask yourself, de quoi parle Lucie? De sa maison. Therefore, our COI is de sa maison. Why do we use the COI? There are many reasons why you should know if the object of the sentence is indirect. For example, when the verb is used in compound tenses like passé composé, once more, the place of the COI has absolutely no effect on the agreement of the past participle. Unlike with the COD, the past participle remains invariable. It means that it doesn't change, even if that object, that indirect object, is placed before the verb. So this is why it's very important for you to know if you are facing a COD or a COI in passé composé. Here's an example. Arthur a pensé à une amie. Arthur thought about a friend. Arthur a pensé à une amie. So Arthur is our subject. A penser is our verb in passé composé, and à une amie is our COI. Our COI is placed after the verb à penser in this example. Now let's place the COI before the verb. L'ami à qui Arthur a pensé. Here, the past participle, penser, stays unchanged, even if l'ami, our object, is placed before the verb. So one of the most useful cases is that when you know if it's a COI, you will not bother agreeing the past participle with the object of the verb in passé composé. Of course, this is a bit more advanced. This is for those who already know how to use the passé composé but would like to perfect it. I am also linking in the article a resource for those who would like to learn the differences between passé composé and imparfait. You have all the information that you need regarding passé composé right there. So where do we place the COI this time? Well, just like the COD, it can be placed after the verb, but also in some cases before the verb if you use the proper prepositions. To know if you should use a COD or a COI, you can check the lists that I am also linking in the article. So you can see les verbes transitifs directs, which will use the COD, verbe transitif indirect with a, and verbe transitif indirect with de. So both the two last ones are using COIs and the first one was using COD. You'll have everything you need in the article. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's lesson about the COD and COI. If you have any questions, feel free to share them in the comments or also in the article, or you can also join our Facebook community. Merci beaucoup d'être resté avec moi aujourd'hui et je vous dis à bientôt pour un nouvel épisode sur Learn to French. Au revoir!